But right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A1 Air and Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
So the day has come where I have to serve jury duty. And or at least report for jury duty. The chances of me getting selected for a jury have to be very small, right? I've been there, I think, two or three times since I've lived in Dallas County, and I've never been selected for a jury. Mm-hmm. The closest I've gotten was called out to a room and then have to sit in the benches, and then the lawyers reach an agreement before the jury's out there. And they say that's kind of common, you know, that the to pressure a deal to be made. It's like, we got a jury sitting right out there on the benches, ready to come in here and hear this case. And then they strike a deal. So
yeah, I've never made it that far.
You guys have never sat on a jury?
Nope.
See, no. I got to think it's a pretty rare occurrence then.
Yeah, only one time have I even made it out of the first initial giant jury waiting room. And yeah, same thing happened. I went upstairs and we all sat around for 30 minutes maybe, and then they came out and said, no, we've struck a deal. You're free to go.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what will happen today. But I am prepared to sit on a jury. I brought snacks.
Snacks?
Yes. And I brought an e-book in case we're sequestered. If you get sequestered as a jury, they allow you to go home and stuff. I mean, you got some time before the trial starts and you have to be locked up in a hotel room, right?
Right.
And yes, a sequestered jury, that has to happen in, what, 1% of trials? If even
Yeah. You'll be okay. Would you be okay if you got a really juicy murder trial?
Don't, no, you mean tragic.
And you had to be sequestered for 6 weeks or something. Would that be an interesting experience, or would you hate that?
Both. I think it would be both. Because my biggest fear is if I get put on a jury that lasts a while, and then there is deliberations, that there'd be people on there who just don't follow the reason or follow the jury instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just like, oh, no, I just think the guy's guilty no matter what. Or they think they're innocent despite the fact of that nothing lines up to show their innocence, you know. I just, people who don't follow the instructions or look at the evidence, that would make me a little crazy.
I told you guys when I lived in Dallas County that one time I got called down, and it turned out to be the case of one of the suspects.
Texas 7 or whatever?
Yeah, the Texas 7.
That's right.
And how'd you get dismissed for that one?
I wrote all sorts of hot sports opinions about what I thought about the case and the fact that I was in the media, and we've talked about it almost daily. Remember what a big story that was?
Oh, yeah, huge. So I've thought of some ways that I can try to get out of it. You know, I've already bypassed one of the ways that you use to try to not get picked, and that is to wear something a little crazy or put a fake tattoo across your forehead that says guilty.
Are you dressed like a giraffe this morning?
No, I'm dressed in regular clothes.
Hmm.
But during the voir dire, is that the way you pronounce it?
Voir dire.
You know, that's when they call some people out of the central jury room, and they, I guess, sit them down in front of lawyers, and the lawyers go through and start asking questions to try to figure out if they want you on their jury. And you can answer some things there that would disqualify you. You know, such as, I really don't think I can render an impartial verdict here because this guy looks like my brother-in-law and I hate him. But then there's other things. Like, I thought of asking this, like raising my hand if I ever get that far and saying, yeah, can I request to only be put on death penalty cases? I want to do a death penalty case. I just think that I would feel such power.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what to do with you if you said something like that.
What about if I say, well, I don't know, nobody would be here if they weren't guilty of something.
Yeah. throw out hot takes like that.
Or just always reference the Bible. Every question they ask me, I quote a scripture to them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Just be honest, because we should all probably serve on one of these things at some point, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm
at least clear-thinking people, and I think the three of us, maybe Killer too, we're somewhat clear-thinking people. That's who you want on a jury, right?
Killer? The guy named Killer? You want him on a jury?
He'll go by Jason when he gets called down, but yeah.
I don't know. There is something about being called for jury duty that exemplifies one of the chief characteristics of being a human, and that is you don't want to get picked for a jury and then you're offended when they don't pick you.
Right, right.
That to me encapsulates human beings.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of that. Like the time when I went through Void Iron and I didn't get picked, I was kind of ticked off.
Yeah.
I think I would love to sit on a jury if I were retired. But when you're working, got a family, you're just so busy, it doesn't seem like, you know, there's any way for you to work it in without everything else taking it in the shorts. But retirement, yeah. If I didn't have much to do,
but your employer is supposed to say this is part of our system and you go do your thing and no problem.
Yeah. But believe me,
no, they keep track.
Yeah, you think Kat's gonna be okay if I'm gone for 6 weeks?
Maybe you ought to make that This is the part that would be so Gordo. You need to try your best to get on this thing.
Okay.
Because so I know how you operate.
That,
and
that
you
causes
know,
red flags. Don't.
You love, yes, stay away from red
your
flags.
Your Honor, I have a persistent erection. Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, don't say that. Because this is, I know how you operate, and this is your ultimate. You want more paid vacation, so.
How is that how I operate?
It just is. And you ought to try to get on this thing.
I saw
and that'll
one.
Give me like 3 weeks of peace before you come back.
Okay, so what if I said this? Would this be immediate disqualification? If they're asking me questions and I say, you know, an interesting thing about this is that you can't spell manslaughter without laughter.
God.
Well, that would give them pause.
I saw that online somewhere. Can't spell manslaughter without laughter. And it's true. Well, I'm going to have to be down there at 8 today. Over and under, or not over and under, chances of there being some P1 judge or lawyer there.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, there's a lot of ticket
it listeners
seems
like every time one of us is called,
profession.
Yeah, it's referenced somehow.
I did bring a funny hat in my car.
Okay. Where?
Where is my car?
No, wear it.
Yeah, where's your car?
Yeah. Yeah, where is your car? I want to go
car?
Prank it. No, wear it.
Okay. All right. I will. I think that it's going to look weird because it's got dog ears on it. It's got like a puppy dog face on the front and the bill. It's kind of its tongue, and then it's got ears on either side of it.
That's perfect.
Sir, take off that hat. I can't, my hair, it just falls down in my face. I'm so sorry. I have to wear the hat.
Do the curly thing and put it on your hand because you have to raise your right hand. Take off that hat.
All right, how about I do this? I'll wear a MAGA hat and then like a Kamala Biden for, you know, 2022 or whatever shirt. Whatever, what year
Four.
Did they run? 2020. Was it 2024?
From the last election.
Yeah,
last
election.
2020.
Yeah. So I cover all my bases where they can't figure out politically what I am, but it seems unstable. Whichever,
yeah, there you go.
Whatever I am, because I'm wearing both.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think you can call us from the holding room at 8:30 or 8:40?
You guys are going to get me thrown in jail for contempt.
But we've done that before. I think you can make calls
room,
from there,
yeah,
right?
I think you may be okay. I know I did.
That would be exciting for the P1.
They tell you not to use your phone.
I don't know about
that.
Yeah,
but you're in the media.
That's right.
You guys always think that's some kind of get-out-of-jail-free card. I don't understand it.
Please try. Otherwise, we don't have an 840 bit.
Yeah. What is a bit? What do you mean? You don't have a guest for 840?
Yeah, we are calling you at 840. Yeah.
I thought
so
that we were talking to Mike McCarthy today at 840.
No, remember we bailed out of that idea. He's got a press conference.
Jeez.
So Gordo from the jury room at 840.
I don't know that that's going to happen.
It's very exciting.
We're calling.
I'll see what the scene
the judge
is like
on.
First.
Put the judge on if you don't want to do it.
Hey, Judge, could you talk to this? This is jury.
Put one of the criminals on trial on.
Yeah. Let's get his thoughts before the big trial.
That's the last thing he wants to do. What?
One of the accused.
Accused.
One of the accused.
Jeez.
People. I don't know what to say anymore.
What about if I go in wearing huge falsies?
And you can barely talk?
No, I'm talking about I'm up on my shirt.
Oh, I thought you meant false teeth.
No, but that'd be funny, too. You remember those novelty teeth that came out that made you look like you from out in the country and didn't have dental care?
Mike Myers' teeth?
Kinda, yeah.
Austin Powers' teeth?
Yeah.
It'd be great. All right, so today's the day. I'll let you guys know.
Very exciting.
I'll tell the judge if they're asking me questions. I'll say, I would be a great jurist. I'm very clear-headed. I think very logically, and I can tell you right now, this dude's guilty. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him. I can
save you a lot of time and a lot of trouble.
Time here. That's how good I am at this.
I can judge a book by its cover.
That's right.
All right, this is very exciting. But first, let's muse in the news with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Auto Leasing and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you, Craig. Well, I'm hearing from a lot of P1s. One guy reports that I've already been picked for jury duty. He said that I will get picked.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if he has inside information or what. Hmm. But you do have to complete some kind of jury duty day questionnaire. You have to go online and do this, and I did this yesterday. And so, I don't know whether based on those answers, they kind of know that they want to question you during voir dire.
Well, this isn't going to be good for our show if you're locked up with a jury for 2 months and you're not working.
I'm telling you. He researched all night how to get picked for a jury, and that's what he's going to do today.
I'm holding the whole judicial system in the palm of my hands right now. Oh, this is so wonderful. I'm telling you right now, there's no chance I get on a jury.
Ooh.
888.
That sounds like you're daring them.
Oh, then no. I'm telling you right now, I'm absolutely going to be picked for a jury. That's my reverse psychology, so they won't pick me. Okay, so that means that after this segment, I'm out for the rest of the day and perhaps the rest of the year.
No.
If I get picked on the OJ case, then I'll be out for the rest of the year.
You're going to call us at 840 because we don't have an 840 bit for today.
There's no guarantee I'll be able to call you at 840. You may just be reading my text.
P1's guaranteed at 840, no. Gordon, from the jury main jury room. But what a treat this is. Joining us now, live from jury duty, is the great Gordo. What facility are you at?
Good evening, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got it.
Good morning. I've been here so long now, I can barely keep track of what is day and what is night. And I want to remind the listeners that I'm here to put the system on trial.
Okay.
This morning, this U.S. citizen reported for jury duty at the beautiful Frank Big D Energy Crowley Courts building, and the scene when I arrived was an ugly one. Citizens that were hell-bent on doing their civic duty, queuing up for a humiliating and invasive trip to the metal detectors. It was so dehumanizing.
That's tough.
But the scene here, lawyers milling about, defendants and their families in hushed conversations with public defenders in ill-fitting clothing. I would say that the atmosphere is best described as that of a discount funeral home.
Where are you exactly in the building?
The central jury pool room is wide, and it is an ocean of humanity all of us from different stripes, all of us from different backgrounds, and that's what makes America great. Yes. That assures that a defendant can get a jury of their peers.
Have you run into have you run into some P1s?
No P1s yet, but I'm getting dirty looks, so I'm going to head out here and see if I can't find somewhere else I can go.
Are you the only one broadcasting from that room right now?
I believe so. It is kind of frowned upon for us to even have cell phones. So, I know. Now I have one, and I'm sitting here talking to you. So I feel that if I'm found out, that I will see jail time. I feel very strongly that this is against the law.
Nah, you're fine. And since you have a working cell phone, you got to see what P1 Domo put up on Twitter, the picture of the mule and Jerry at a Walmart, and the mule has the ball retriever getting Twinkies.
I just tuned in.
Just joining the program, and
it's
no
the greatest work ever
about.
By P1 Domo.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
No, I just went into it. A secret little room here that's off the main area.
Okay.
So nobody's approached you yet, a judge or...
Can I not be in here? Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
What kind of room was that?
I thought there was nobody in this room, and there was someone over there in the corner working. I don't know, like a lawyer or something like that. Let me ask, excuse me, sir, do you know where the...
You can't be
on
your cell phone.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'll hop in just a second. I'm just having a conversation.
With the musers.
My work, okay?
Tell them you're talking to the musers.
Okay. Thank you.
Boy, not since Green Bay have we had this kind of drama.
Who was that?
I don't know. I should look like wearing like a uniform or something.
They didn't sound happy.
No, I didn't. Let's see.
You do have an amazing ability to tick people off.
Let's see. I'll talk to the... I don't know. There's some guys talking in there like a lawyer.
Like a lawyer.
Yeah. Let me go in here, and I'm going to go in this room right here, and I think maybe you'll be able to hear me a little better when I go into this room.
Okay. This is Gordo live from jury duty.
Hold on just a second. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. You guys can't hear me, can you?
Yeah, we can hear you. I guess you can't hear us.
I broke my phone. Dang it.
He dropped his phone?
You know what? I bet it's the government jamming your signal.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, I hear you great now.
Goodness. Okay, good. Thank goodness.
That sounds like a single-line Comrex.
Where are you? Sounds like you're in the studio.
I'm in the studio!
Oh, my gosh. You already got let go. What happened? What happened? What happened? You pranked us.
Where's Gordon at?
I pranked you, yes. And I just destroyed my voice by yelling. Did I do a good job of selling it that I was at the courthouse?
Not even ever have jury duty?
I did. So this is the story. I head down there. I park. I have to wind up the whole parking garage. I had to park darn near the top of it. And then I file into the courthouse with all of these policemen who are entering and all of these lawyers who are going in there. And I noticed a few detectives. And the only way I could tell the lawyers and detectives apart was when the detectives were getting out of their car and putting on their suit jacket. They were holstered up on the side.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah. America. So I go in there into the front of the Frank Crowley Courts building here in downtown Dallas, and I start approaching the metal detectors, and I notice that there is a man in uniform standing there, and he has Marshall, a little badge that says Marshall on the side of it. And he said, do you need a note for work? And this confused me because I had no idea what he was talking about at first. And then it finally dawns on me he means like for jury duty, right? An excuse note. But then I'm thinking, like, why aren't they offering that at the end of the day?
Right.
And I say, yeah, well, why would I need a work for note now? And he goes, well, do you have your jury summons? I said, yeah. He goes, well, let me see it. I hand it over to him. He goes, all right, tear off that top part and give it to me, and you're free to go.
What?
I'm like, what?
Wow.
Free to go. He goes, yeah, we don't need you today.
That's great.
And he took it and added it to a stack that he had already collected and said that I was free to go. So basically, this whole charade that this county started 3 weeks ago was just to get $3 in parking fees from me.
Right.
That's probably it.
It's a profit deal. Yeah, it's a profit deal.
Oh, man. Well, that was great theater. Who was the person yelling at you? Is that Fernando?
No, that was Catman.
Oh, it was Cat. Okay. I thought the voice sounded familiar. But
I know. I was coaching Cat ahead of time to get a different sounding voice.
Well, you got us. You had us fooled.
That was great. Way to go, Gordo.
So, yeah, I'm out of jury duty. They apparently, the system did not want to be put on trial by this reporter.
Yeah,
and so
maybe
they knew
was it.
It was wise to turn me away at the door.
All right, we got to run, but thanks for the theater. That was awesome. That's the great Gordo, back from jury duty already.